Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here now to do instantaneous healings for everyone. So just stay online here, and we'll be doing some water charging this evening and naturally some special healing from the light being on your screen. So are you there, Sylvia?
I am, and hello, and welcome to everyone who's listening tonight. Very happy to have you with us here on this Friday evening for a wonderful hour of healing. And we'd love to hear from you, as usual. And you can either call on the numbers that are listed on BBS Radio's website, or you can easily communicate with us through the fast chat, which works very good. You just click on Creation Lightship on the Friday night slot at 9 p.m., and you'll see a little window, a rectangle that has the phone numbers in it, and at the bottom of that it says BBS Fast Chat, and you can just click on that, and you'll get a little window popping up where you just enter your name and your question for Ron. So I'll keep an eye on that, and I'll be helping Ron get those questions, and we'll take as many of them as we can tonight in between the healings. So that said, welcome again, and over to you, Ron, to talk a little bit about the Creation Lightship and the Ascension process.
Okay, the Creation Lightship comes to all sentient beings, and just mainly our planet here since we're on Mother Earth here. It comes once every 2,000 years. The last time the lightship showed up was when Jesus walked the earth. The lightship did all of his healings for him, along with teachings of ascension. So it's, we're very blessed to have it here now. The lightship came here a little bit over 2 years ago for the ascension process. The ascension could be what people talk about maybe of the year 2012 in December. I don't know myself. The light beings don't tell me when that time is going to be. But most people realize that things are changing and the frequencies are advancing really fast here on the planet. So the most important thing for you to do is to get yourself into your body because your spirit knows how to do the ascension. And most people only 20% in their bodies, so it's up to you to bless your body enough, to love your body enough to get into it 100% so your physical body can ascend. The ascension is going to take just a blink of an eye, and then you're able to go to a higher frequency with full consciousness. And this is what Jesus taught, but the dark side came in and cut his life short about 18 years. So this is why the earth spirit chose not to ascend 2,000 years ago. So what you have now with you is the 4,000-year density inside of your body, which is probably why people are a little more dense than what they should be. But it's still up to you to do this process. And then we have people who think that the 100th monkey scenario is going to happen. One person can do the work, and other people can ride along on this wave with on their shirt tails, but their coattails, but that's not what's going to be happening. If it would have happened, it would have happened 2,000 years ago with Jesus. So the main thing is to get into your body so you can do the ascension. Your body, in a sense, has lived in this density for 4,000 years, and now it's would like to move on in consciousness and take your body with you in 100% perfection. The lightship has your original spiritual blueprint on it. It's out of time, although it's everywhere. It travels multidimensionally between all different dimensions. And it's just here right now to help us. There's a special lightship that was created a week before Thanksgiving last year that's strictly here to help the planet do its, say, emotional trauma releases. It has to become whole before the planet can do a shift, too, in consciousness. And so anything else we need to cover, Sylvia, before we do some healings?
Well, I think let's make sure that everyone who's with us tonight knows how to scroll down to the beautiful picture of the light being so that she can be with each person in their room as they're listening to the show. So you just click on Creation Lightship on the Friday night 9 p.m. slot and scroll down past the phone numbers and down past the blinking flower, and you'll see a beautiful light being on the screen. And in a little bit, Ron will actually bring her energy in to bless your room and offer healing and water activation. So stay with us for that. And I think what we're going to start with tonight is some entity clearing. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And there's a lot of them here on this planet that are just hanging out. But they need your life force energy from your spirit to live on. So they'll attach to your physical body and start taking away that life force energy. And the way they come into you is if you meditate a lot and you go out of your body, they can come in that way. If you have physical pain, they'll come in. If you're on drugs at all, that alter your consciousness, your mind, so you're not really 100% coherent, they'll also come in that way too. And so basically most people at this time on this planet are about 20% in their bodies. And if you're 20% in your body, then what's the other 80%? It's naturally entities typically. So this is why people have a hard time dealing with life here, because they're not fully conscious with their spirit energy. When your spirit's with you 100%, you have complete psychic radar around you. You have your intuition. And as you have less and less of you in your body, that kind of diminishes. So if you've been asking for maybe help and guidance to become more open psychically and or to be able to see things, maybe to hear your guides, etc., then you need to be in your body to do this. And the light shift teachings are what Jesus taught, basically. Don't go outside of yourself for anything. Go to your spirit inside of your heart center. So what we're going to do now is release the entities from you. So just sit back and relax. You might feel your body change slightly. You might feel a little tingles in your body. You might feel your body releasing something out of it. Entities attached to physical pain. So if you have any physical pain in your body, then this can also be a problem, and they can attach it to the pain. This is why hospitals are so bad for people to go to, because in hospitals, there's all types of energies there of missing body parts, et cetera, that have trauma, or someone has passed away there. You could pick up, you know, thousands of entities just from being in that hospital. So if you go there with a heart condition, you could have every entity in that hospital coming to you to get your life force energy, because what will happen is that entity will resonate to your heart attack. So all of a sudden, your life force energy gets drained out of you, and you don't heal. So what I'm teaching you is what should be taught through all religions, and definitely all hospitals should have clearings once a day in them, but I know they don't believe in this, so it's okay. Anyway, so now we're going to be bringing back more of your spirit to you. And naturally, since your spirit left you in pain and trauma and fear, you have to have it cleansed before it comes into your body. So we're doing that right now. And if you're pretty intuitive, you may actually feel energy coming around your body right now. This is the spirit fragments of you. Remember, your spirit only works in the now. So if you had pain in your body, in the first now period, we'll say right now, and if you have pain, part of you are going to leave, because your spirit only works with love energy. And then the next now, then another part will come up and feel the pain, and it will leave also until your body can come to a point to where it stabilizes itself with the pain energy, and then your spirit will stay in there to help heal your body. But in the meantime, what's left you has left. Also, if you take drugs or alcohol and you get mind altered a little bit, when that happens to you, then entities can come into your body. Then you're an open vessel. Your spirit, if it can't be fully conscious, will not be with you. This is why you see people who go to bars a lot and they have glossed over eyes. That means that the entities are fully in charge, and they'll come back into you and just stay with your body. So the energies around you right now is a bunch of your spirit fragments, and we'll bring you now into your body. I'll count to 10. Just kind of sit back and relax as you come back into your body. Your spirit will come in through either your crown chakra, or it will come in through your heart chakra. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you may feel a little heavier in your body. Do some more releasing here of entities. And here we go, bringing some more of you back to yourself now, clearing and healing your spirit fragments. Remember, you have to heal your spirit first in order to have a healing. And if you are only 20% in your body, the best you can ever have is a 20% healing. Your spirit has to be with you to do that transformation of energy. And then from there it goes to your emotional body and other bodies that take the energy away from you. So the best you might have a 1% healing because you haven't cleaned out your emotions. So here we go. More of you is coming back in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And do another clearing here. Looks like most of you are probably about 45% now at the lowest number. The highest right now is about 65%. And once you get over half in your body, you kind of feel like you want to belong here and you know what your path is in this lifetime. Your spirit is more in communication with you. Remember, your spirit only works with you through your heart center. Anything inside of your head is entities typically. If you get spiritual guidance that way, it's some entity talking to you. So you always want to go to your heart to get your information. So here we go. More of you is going to be coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So for most people, you may feel a little heavier now in your body. Your body may feel more dense, which is the way it's supposed to be when you're fully in your body. We're going to do an exercise now for healing. We're going to bring your spirit in now. Instead of coming down from your crown chakra, going into your waist, most spirits don't want to go below the waist because of the bad experience that they had here. So we're going to bring you now in through your feet. So we're going to just take you out of your body now and coming in through your feet. So feet, ankles, knees, waist, solar plexus, there now you're in. We're going to do it one more time here. And coming out and in, bottom of your feet, ankles, knees, waist, and solar plexus. I'm going to do this about 10 times to allow your legs and your ankles and knees, et cetera, to have a healing. So here we go. So we're going out of your body, out, and coming back in, and out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in. You may have tingles in your legs now. Out and in, 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 out and back in. There. So you should feel a little better in your body now. You should feel more solid. Now your spirit's all the way through your body now. So what we'll do next is your heart-to-mind connection right now. So if you want to visualize, but don't meditate, all these healings, you cannot be out of your body. So just sit back and relax. You can visualize an elevator with the 10th floor being inside of your head. This is your waking consciousness. And the first floor being your heart. And you can visualize, if you like, a little elevator arrow going down. And we're going to drop you now from your head to your heart. So here we go. 10th floor, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And dropping down again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Dropping down again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you're coming there really nicely. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So just think a thought right now, and it should feel like it's coming out of your chest cavity, out of your heart center. And how do you feel, Sylvia?
Oh, very relaxed, very centered and peaceful. It's just a great feeling and very heartwarming, heart opening.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is have the light being energized for photo. So like we said, just click on Creation Light Shift Healing. You can do it on tonight's show, which is Friday. We're also on Saturday, Wednesday, and Monday. Just click on it and scroll down a little ways, about maybe an inch down your scroll bar. And just watch the photo here. And we're going to bring her energy in. This is one of the light beam doctors on the Creation Light Ship. One of the people who was on the ship on one of my four-hour calls on a Saturday actually saw her physically. And in real time, she actually sketched her. So here she comes. So just watch your photo. And you're going to see the light rays around her forehead change a little bit as she energizes this picture of her. And you may see her eyes change a little bit. It's more light, white light coming out of them. You may see your face become more three-dimensional. There she is there. Okay. Needs about another 10 seconds here. And what we're going to do is some water charging. So if you'd like to get a little glass of water, maybe 8 ounces would be very adequate here. And what you want to do then after you have your glass of water is you want to hold it in your hand. So if you want to, we'll just wait about a minute so you can get your water here. For those who have this before, they're pretty amazed how the water tastes afterwards. So,
good idea to taste your water before and after so you can see the difference.
Yeah, that's a good idea, yes, uh-huh. So, she's ready to activate the water. So, again, put one hand on each side of your glass right now. This will take probably around 20 seconds or so. And she's going to connect to your spirit in your body, your heart center, and then she's going to radiate the energy, this beautiful love energy, into your spirit, and then she'll connect to the glass of water through your arms and your hands and your fingers. So she started right now, and you might feel your hands buzzing possibly. You might feel them kind of tingle. Sometimes you will feel a pulsation with your fingers. So she's about halfway through with that water charging right now. I've had the actual chlorine be actually taken out of the water at times, different locations. People have commented on that. Some people have bubbles in their water. Everybody has a different experience. But it's all very, very pleasant. This water will contain light codes for you to help you to detox and to hold more light frequency into your body. This will also help you for the ascension process. So she's ready, so take a sip of your water or drink of your water and see how it tastes. Mine's a little different. It's normally sweeter. Mine is kind of tangy. How's yours, Sylvia?
Well, tonight mine actually got sweeter than it was before, and a little bit smoother too. And but it's definitely sweeter.
Mhm. Okay. So the light bean will be charged out for this whole evening here. So she'll be doing healings with you also, and then she'll be energized for about a half an hour after the show ends. So you can ask for healings from her. Remember, she's conscious. She's a living photograph right now. And I think we wanted to bring in some males in the other night. Should we do that again, Sylvia?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, so, again, this show is very live. So we're going to bring in the male energies along with the female. So here we go. The males come in groups of three, where she'll come in by herself, so... We'll bring in the males here. It says it can take them about 15 seconds to energize the photo. The males are right to the point. They go from point A to point B instantly, very matter of fact. Where the females are behind the males through all the different procedures of healing, and they're actually directing the males, telling them what to do up on the light shift. So normally you hardly ever get in contact with the female energy on the light shift. It's always the male doctors who are working with you. Okay, now the males are coming in. And you may feel the intensity coming into the screen here. There we go, they're coming in. Yep, picture changed. Yep.
All right. There's
a lot of energy. How's it look to you, Sylvia?
Well, it's mostly how it feels to me. Like I felt definitely the shift in the energy and the frequency And they have such a commanding presence. It's just like, okay, we're here, boom, you know? And it just, I think the temperature in my room went up, too.
Yeah, I can say that here, too. So what I like doing is moving in front of the computer screen about a foot from side to side, and you actually watch the eyes track you. That's how conscious they are. And you can watch the white light right out of their eyes go right into your heart center. And they look at you, and you're like, there's no place to run and hide because they're seeing everything about you. But they're very beautiful beings. And the males now are going to do a healing on you. So what they're going to do is work with your spirit. And what we're going to do is a healing on your feet. So if you have any issues with your feet, it could be a twisted ankle, we'll say. Maybe you have something wrong with your toes or a skin problem. Maybe like athlete's feet or something, or just a problem in general with your feet. We're going to have your spirit energy come down to your feet. Remember, your spirit is the conduit for healing. And they're going there now. And you may feel your feet may get extra warm, might have tingles, you may begin to sweat. You know, everybody has their own experiences, but they're there now to help you do some healing work. So just request inside of your head, as you're communicating with these light beings, what you'd like to have healed inside of yourself relating to your feet. And they will work with your calves, too, right now, they're telling me. So anything from knees and below, they'll work with. And again, you might feel a little heaviness there as your spirit moves into these areas. And they'll be doing this for probably about 15 more seconds. And they'll stop. And then we're going to go to your wrists and your hands and your fingers after this here. And anybody on Fast Chat there, Sylvia?
Oh, we've got several of our friends with us. We have Alexis in Ontario and Don in Michigan and Jim from Amsterdam. And let's see, we've got Jim saying the lungs are doing great. Alexis is really loving the energies that are coming in. And Don says his water had a very electrifying sense to it tonight. So it's great having your feedback and having you with us. I know for myself right now, I'm really feeling the energy very strong in my feet with the male light beings and their healing. So I'd love to hear from anybody else as to what they're experiencing.
Okay. And now they're going to be working with our wrists and our hands. So if you have any concerns there, request a healing. They can actually recreate, like if you have a wrist bone problem, they can repair that for you. They can work with tendons and ligaments and muscles, et cetera, in your skin. So just request your healing. And the healing's sort of work by how much emotional charge you have released from yourself as far as the judgment of energy. So I think everybody in the New Age knows that your emotions create your illnesses. And the light shift does not work with the emotional bodies of people on the light shift. They work with your physical body, and they can heal up perfectly fine on the light shift. But as you come back here into the density for the earth energy, the emotional bodies that were created by the earth spirit kind of wrap around you with all this judgment energy, then that can sometimes make your healing not as complete as that you would like it to be. This is why I recommend having the emotional clearing. And I charge $5 times your age. And if you're over 60 years of age, you get a senior discount, so I don't charge over $300. And we'll be doing a sampling of this here in the next couple minutes here. So how's your hands feeling, Sylvia?
Well, my hands are definitely tingling, and I can feel a lot of energy going through the joints and up into my wrists. Tingling still in my feet as well.
Yeah, I'm picking up someone online.
Oh, go ahead.
Has a back problem I'm picking up. Feels like lower back, could be a pinched nerve in the right leg, maybe hip area or something. So we'll just ask the Life Beings to go to your hip area right now. And if you're able to go on fast chat right now, maybe you could acknowledge how it feels. So they're doing that right now. So we're going to bring your spirit to your pelvis area, your hip area, and work on the nerve endings there. And they say they need about a half a minute here. And like I said, the healings, you know, are perfect on the Life Ship 100%. But I think we have a caller, don't we, Sylvia?
Like, is anybody there?
Hello, Don, or hello, Ron.
Yes, who's this?
This is Brian from Indiana. Hello.
Hi, Brian from Indiana. How are you?
Pretty good. I was wondering if maybe you could send a healing toward me for maybe some divine energy.
Okay, you want a divine energy brought into your living room? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, into my being.
Okay. Any divine energy you'd like to have brought to you?
How about the angelic energy?
Okay. So we're bringing a host of angels. Will that work for you?
Yes, that'd be great.
Yeah, they're wonderful. Okay, so we'll do
that
in the next minute here then. So thank you for calling, Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay, so we're bringing a divine energy now, so I'll just sit back and relax. We're bringing a host of angels. This is the angels from the Creation Light Ship. Like I said before in the past, the Creation Light Ship has all the divine blueprints of everything created in the light. The Creation Light Ship only creates light energy. It never created darkness. And they only work with light codes. And they're here to help us now at this end of this 2,000-year cycle. And this is what Jesus used 2,000 years ago. The Light Ship used his body to do these healings. They transmitted the energy into his body so he could do the beautiful healings like we're doing right now. And also the Ascension teachings. So here we go. We're going to bring in a divine energy into your living room. Just sit back and relax. We're going to bring in the energy of a host of angels. So here they come. Connecting. And one. Okay, beautiful. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and I can feel them here, stronger, 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 stronger. What I will say as they're coming in now, typically males, about 1% can feel energy, and females, women can feel about 50-50. So if you're a man and you can feel this energy, you're very, very blessed, okay? So here we go, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So to sit back and relax and ask these beautiful energies to give you healing right now. And most of you are in your body pretty well, so you're going to be able to experience a healing from the divine energies. Remember, you have to ask. The light only sees you in perfection. So wherever you are in your life, if you're dealing with some type of physical pain or whatever, you're perfect, because this is the experience that you're choosing to experience. And the light will never take away that experience from you. But you can ask for another experience, so you can get another type of perfection. And that perfection may be having less pain, or having some type of miracle healing. So remember that the light never judges your experience. It's always 100% perfect, which is what you're experiencing. But you have to ask and request a healing in order to change your reality. So what we're going to do now, I see another question here. You want to read it, Sylvia from Alex?
Alexis is asking if you could bring in the eighth dimension energy again tonight as well.
Okay, so the AC energy, like we mentioned before, the earth spirit chose not to be in duality. So I'll just describe that a little bit for everybody in case you're new. The governing force here around us, around the planet, is what we call the Galactic Federation. This is our space brothers. These are the UFOs that people have sightings with typically. Some could be invisible. But regardless, they're here to hold 100% light energy. And they're not doing that. That's why we have so much mind control on our planet, which is everybody on the planet is affected by it. This is why we have famine, why we have weather patterns that are not normal. This is why, you know, this is not heaven on earth down here, basically. And so the Galactic Federation is in control of that. And right now they're 36% in the light, and that's 64% in the darkness. So until they choose to eliminate these soulless beings that are coming into their organization, kind of like the UN that we have here, we're not going to have any changes here. When the light ship came about 2 years ago, it was 20% in the light here and 80% in the darkness. So we are creeping up on more light here, but it's up to them to change. If they change instantly, we have heaven on earth here. But since that time, the earth spirit, since it did not shift the last 2,000 years, what's going to happen is that it chose to be out of duality completely. It had enough of the negativity coming into the earth spirit, into its creation, and so it chose to go to eighth-dimensional reality. So in 8D, the earth spirit already created a brand-new blueprint for its new earth that it wants to manifest after the ascension. Remember, this is going to be like a blink of an eye. The whole universe becomes dematerialized instantly. And the old blueprint here on the earth will still be here. They can have a walking spirit, and it could probably be in 3D over again. It could be in a different location. But the earth spirit's already had plenty of that done to us, so it's going to 8D where there is no more duality, where they're not in control by any kind of federation energies. So we're going to bring in 8D reality right now for you. This is what the earth spirit has created. We'll bring in the energy of the new earth, which is 8D reality. So here it comes. And again, just sit back and relax. And with the light shift, there's nothing for you to do. They do it all for you. You just have to show up. So here we go. 8D reality is coming. So here it comes. In your living room, stronger, 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 stronger. Feels very, very light, very airy. Stronger, 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 stronger. I'm kind of buzzing. Stronger, stronger. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Oh, it feels great. I just feel like the whole room is kind of ascending a little bit along with it.
Yeah. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And since you mentioned about ascending, what we'll do is bring in the ascension energy that Jesus used from the creation light ship when he left this reality here and went to the light ship for healing. So here we're bringing his ascension energy. So again, sit back and relax, and here it comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, very, very nice. Stronger, 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 stronger. A very warm, very compassionate, peaceful energy. Stronger, 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 stronger. My body's wanting to lift up off the chair here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So this is how it would probably feel if you were living and you had the ascension process. Although in this situation, it'll be a little different because the whole universe will become dematerialized instantly, and then everything will change, like kind of like musical chairs. And all the spirits that are created in the light will now choose where they wish to go to into the next incarnation. And then the darkness will fall apart and drop off of the creation of the light. So it sounds like shedding yourself of cancer. It will just be gone. So we have someone else. I guess it's Daniel again. What does he want here? He wants to feel the amethyst energy and the dolphins. Okay, at the end of the show, we'll do that. Well, I could bring him in right now for you. Here comes the dolphin energy. These are the dolphin light beings from the creation light ship. And they're very nice. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And how's that for you, Sylvia?
Oh, beautiful. I mean, with these different back-to-back energies, I'm just very, very happy and very at peace and feeling amazing right now.
Okay, we'll bring in the amethyst energy from the creation light ship. And here it comes. Stronger, stronger. Remember, all dimensions have physicality. Stronger, 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 stronger. Yeah, it's pretty, it feels very warm to me. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll do a sampling now of an emotional healing for everyone. This will be about 90% completed. When I do your whole lifetime, it's 100%. Like I said, these are all instantaneous healings. So what I'd like you to do after I do the clearing, and this will take about a minute to do, I'd like you all to look at an event in your life that happened within the last maybe 3 or 4 years and look at it emotionally. Don't look at it mentally. Just kind of feel your body and see how it feels about a situation that caused you pain and trauma, anxiety, you know, how things are in our lives here. This is not a real pleasant place to live at times. So just pick out something that pushed your buttons and just kind of look at it and see how you sense it, how your body feels. Are you afraid to look at it, or does it feel like it's been like released from you, like you're very distant from the situation that you're looking at? So here we go. This is from this point in time back to your last birthday. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back for one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I'll do one more year here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There, you should feel your body relaxing right now. Most people feel that during these clearings that I do for them. And you may just feel completely at peace. This healing heals your spirit of all the imprinted trauma. This is what you have to go through at your past life review. People sometimes talk about that, about how your spirit has to re-experience its whole lifetime to release these traumas. And that can take typically about 50 years to do. So this healing does it instantaneously. It takes about an hour to do your whole life. It clears your emotional body, which is an earth-based energy of the trauma that is collected, and that keeps recycling in you. So your situations in your life would be like having going to a movie theater and seeing a different movie with the same plot but different actors. Okay, and then it also takes the trauma out of your physical body. So once you have all those three done, you can accept healing is much better, because your spirit is healed. Remember, it's not wounded by these traumas that was imprinted on it, which is why you don't heal also. So I'll do one other clearing here, and we'll do a trauma clearing. This is a brand new clearing. So again, just sit back and relax. Do the same process here. So here we go. This point in time to your last birthday. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And do one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So again, look at an issue, kind of see how your body feels. And what I'll do next is just one more clearing. Some people live in the mental realm, so they may not understand what I'm doing or feel it. So I'll do a mental clearing for everybody. So here we go. Same process. And I use the chakras just as an indication of the healing. It's only about 1% of what's really happening on board the light ship. Each one of you have between probably 3 to probably 6 different light beings working with you during these clearings. And because we have to figure out a way down here to communicate what's happening, we use the chakras as an indication for you. So your mind can kind of go to that and accept what's happening. So here we go. Mental clearing from this point in time back to your last birthday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. So let's take a deep breath and just kind of see how your body feels. You should normally feel lighter. And you should feel at more at peace, more at ease. Maybe you can feel some joy energy coming into you. And so our time is going by pretty quick tonight, isn't it, Sylvia? It's been like 45 minutes almost here.
Yeah, I think even faster than usual.
Yeah, time flies. So we're going to do a light shift healing. So again, you're being taken up out of time to the creation light ship. And what we did so far up to now, we'll work on the archives. The light ship healings will not, because I won't be able to conduct it one-on-one with you. And I don't want anybody attempting to go to the light ship, because I don't want to have any abductions by negative ETs out there, because you're asking to be healed. So I wouldn't recommend doing that. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up for healing, just think of them now in your consciousness. And this will only work with people listening right now live. So we're going to go up to the light ship. You're being surrounded now by a beautiful white light tunnel. And they're ready. And you're going up right now, and now you're there. And your animals and pets are now leaving you. And we're having a body scan done. They need to find out what type of being you are. There's all different types of physical life forms that they work with, so they're doing a DNA testing on you to see what your physical problems are. Now you're going into the next room, which is the orientation room, and this is where you're conferencing with the doctor teams. Each team, like I said earlier, is normally male doctors, and typically you may have maybe a dozen teams working with you all at one time. You're out of time, and you're in their time. And the way you're taking up is when you're not here. Remember, you're a vibration, and all vibrations are on and off. That's why you're a vibration. So when you're not here, when you're turned off, you're there. You're there in your full clothing, just like you're wearing right now. But they change time because now you're in their time. Remember I said all dimensions have physicality to it. So we're going into the first room right now, and this room is where they can release physical body pain from us, so you want to request your healings. Remember, like I said, the light only sees you in perfection, and you just want to change your perfection now if you have some pain in your body from one state to the next, okay? And your healing is going to depend on how much you've worked on your issues, your baggage your emotional traumas, or if you had a light shift healing from me, you know, with the emotional clearing, this will work probably very nicely for you. So here we go, and all these healings are between you and the light beings. So you're in this room now where they can release physical body pain from you. Request it now inside of your head. They're also up there asking to have this released too. And I do have people who don't want to have a complete healing, so the light beings will never go against that and will not heal you past what you're asking them to do. Remember, that's free choice, and they're here to help you out as much as they can, but it's up to your free will, your free choice of what you want to have happening to yourself. But it's good to ask down here, too, inside of your head. So they're working now on your bodies. We're going to go into another room, and we're going to go into a room where they have special oxygen. There's actually two rooms. There's one that's a round sphere. It's about 10 foot in diameter. And you're in this sphere now, and they're putting some special gels on your skin. Gels are about an inch thick. The first gel that I'm seeing is pink. The second gel that I'm seeing is violet. And the third gel is gold. And they're going to put this oxygen into your body under pressure. So that's one of the rooms now. And this may help for maybe wound care or diabetes, etc. Help to rejuvenate your bodies here. The next room we're going into also is related to oxygen therapy. You're going into a round sphere. It's about 4 foot in diameter, 8 foot tall, and there's a bunch of bubbly water in there, kind of like the Alka-Seltzer in a glass of water. And you can breathe perfectly fine underwater, and you're there right now, and this is happening to you at this moment. I'm going to bring in another divine energy into your living room now as you're having these sessions here. And we're going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary. Again, this is your first cause energy of her creation, her original spiritual blueprint. And it's coming to you right now. Mother Mary is known as other beings and other planets too. And she also may have materialized here in other life forms or other human manifestations also besides Mother Mary. So here she comes. This is her true first cause spirit, her first incarnation. Energy, it's very, very pure from the light shift directly to your living room and to you. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And we'll do one other healing on the light ship here. I'll see where they're taking us. We're going to go into a room where they have the liquid light energy water. The silver sparkles like diamonds, very, very beautiful. It has no physical weight to it. And you're in the water now swimming. And coming to you now are the the seals. The seals are coming to you. They have really long whiskers. And just sit back and relax now. They're going to do healing on you. So if you want to put your hand out in front of you, we do this on different shows here. You could put it out about a foot in front of you, and you're going to feel your hand basically stop. And that's where you're actually touching the seal. And you move your hand from left to right. You may feel the presence of the energy on the front of your hand. Your hair on your arm might stand up as you connect with this energy. Remember, it's very, very high frequency. And you're actually feeling the love energy of the seals. And they're very playful, and they're doing healing work on you right now. Everything is in the now with the light ship. Light only works in the now. Everything else that's not in the now is not of the light. It's just projected thought energy. So we'll go on to one other location on the light ship before we come back. We're going to go into the the amethyst room up on the light ship. So this is very, very beautiful. It's a large crystal geode. You're levitating in this room right now. And again, request your healings. and you may feel the energy as we bring it into your living room right now. So bring in some more of that beautiful amethyst energy. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So what we're going to do now is go into one other location before we come back. We're going to go into the room where this is what I call their food court. And we're going to go into the room where it's very high tech. This is where the light beings get charged up with energy. So we're walking there now. And in front of you, you're going to see two golden plates along a wall. You're going to put your hands on these here, which is what you're doing. And it's monitoring you right now with what type of nutrients you need in your body. And now we're going into the next room. It's like an accordion door, like an old-time phone booth. And also in this room are many, many colored lights. There's some sound frequencies that are going to be working into your body. And you're putting your hands on two golden plates right now. You might feel your hands kind of buzzing as you just do this here. Kind of put your hands out in front of you, and you can actually feel your fingers pulsate as you're doing it up on the light ship right now. And now they're activating this here. They know what kind of nutrients you need for your body. And they're starting the healing process right now. This takes about 20 seconds our time. And you may feel your body start to change energetically. You might feel energy move up your arms. That's what I'm feeling right now. And for me, it's kind of hard to move my fingers because they're like set in stone, or, you know, they're just very solid right now. They're very rigid. And the energy now is slowing down. There we go. And now we're done. So we just had an energy attunement here. And they gave us what we needed now for nutrients for our body. And now we're going back to the orientation room where we're thanking the doctor teams for working with us. And we're now having our animals and pets come to us. And at this time, we're going into the transporter room. They're putting around us a cocoon of conscious healing energy that can last for about 5 days. So request your healings. And now we're getting ready to come back again. This beautiful white light tunnel. And we have our animals and pets, and we're coming back down now. And now we're here. Okay, Sylvia. Getting close to the top of the hour here.
Oh, wow, what an amazing hour that was.
Yeah, it went by really quick, didn't it?
Yeah, and really special healings tonight. So thank you very much. And I'd like to say to anyone who's interested in working individually with Ron, you can give him a ring at 530-351-5464. And I'll put that number on the fast chat as well, so you can get that. And just connect with him for either your private healing sessions or to get on the conference calls that happen. We're now in June, and there's a wonderful healing session coming up, I believe. And I think it's going to be June 16th, but Ron, you'll have to confirm that.
Yeah.
And that's a 4-hour preparation call.
Yeah.
And that's go ahead.
It's a 4-hour call, yes, on Saturday. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's only $60. And then if you want to get on my normal calls, said Monday and Friday on a conference call line, it's only $20 for an hour of ship healing. So everything is very, very affordable. And tell all your friends. And even if they don't believe in what's happening, it doesn't matter because the light ship will work with you. So they just need to show up. So I guess we'll sign off now. So we'll just say blessings to all of you, and I hope you had your wonderful healing tonight. And remember, you need to be in your body for the ascension process, and don't wait. You know, you want to get in so you can be responsible for your life. Some people talk about the ascension time coming in 2008. If that's the time, then that's like a year away. So, but I'm not told exactly when it's going to be. But regardless, you need to be in your body because your spirit is here to have this experience with you. So I'll be signing off here. So blessings to all of you. And thank you for listening to our show.
Blessings to all. See you tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. And have a wonderful evening. Good night.